Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Music Monday. And I expect that many of you recognize that opening clip, which is from today's song. It's called I Speak Jesus and was written by a very talented group that call themselves Here Be Lions. The song has been recorded by multiple artists, including Charity Gale, Josh Baldwin, and Darlene Check. I was curious about the writing group's name, Here Be Lions, so I did a little bit of research to find out some more about them. They are a ministry collective focused on discipleship, music, and community. The collective takes its name from the old mapping tradition in which explorers marked unknown, dangerous territory with a symbol and the phrase, Here Be Lions. Originally, it was meant as a warning, but the phrase has become a call for Here Be Lions to advance God's kingdom, His authority, and His power, and His order. One of the group is Dustin Smith, and he talked about the writing of this song. He said the song came as easy as it sounds. Jesse Reeves, another member of their group, prayed over us before we started writing and just said, I just want to speak the name of Jesus over these people. That was it, the whole prayer. Nothing more, nothing less. And when we went to write, I asked if we could write a song based on his prayer. He said, all I did was say the name of Jesus. And that is all I want to say over my congregation, over my family, over my sickness, over depression and anxiety. All we needed was a melody because we already had the most important word, Jesus. There is mighty power in the name of Jesus. And he's absolutely correct. There's tremendous power in the name of Jesus. All you have to do is start reading through the New Testament and you can't get away from it. Philippians 2, 9-11 tells us, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that was above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And the scripture tells us that not only should everyone bow to that name, but salvation can only come through that name of Jesus. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given by mankind by which we must be saved. This verse reminds us that there is no other way to have a relationship with God or to come to God than through Jesus Christ and the power of what he has done for us. It's not just a path, but the singular path through which salvation can be attained through our faith in him. And scripture also tells us that there's healing in that name. In the book of Acts, Peter heals a lame man by saying, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. There is power in the name of Jesus, not just over spiritual maladies, but over the physical ones as well. And let's not minimize our role of faith in what Jesus does. It's not merely pronouncing his name, but a deep, real, abiding faith in what that name represents. God's grace, his love for humanity, and his power to save and heal. So when we're singing this song, I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, and burn like a fire. I just want to speak that name of Jesus. I'm going to leave you with another short clip from the song this morning. And in your show notes, there will be the YouTube link that you can either click on or copy and paste if you need to. And to listen to Josh Baldwin's version of the song, I think you will really enjoy it. Have a great day, my friends. We will talk again tomorrow.